Title: Sampar Rack and Ableton Live 12. Bounce it with crisp transients and dusty mids for jungle old school DNB vibes beginner. Alright, let's build a super usable, very jungle specific drum workflow in Ableton Live 12. The mission is simple. We want that classic breakbeat bounce and spring, but we also want control. Clean, crispy transients on top, and that dusty, gritty mid-range underneath. Old school vibes, but with modern precision. And we're doing it with stock devices, so you can follow along no matter what your setup is. First, set your tempo somewhere in the jungle zone. Anywhere from 165 to 172 works, but let's sit at 170 BPM to start. Now create two tracks, one MIDI track called Break Rack, and one audio track called Print Break. That second track is going to be our Commit the Vibe track. A lot of old school magic happens when you stop tweaking MIDI and you print audio and start treating it like a real loop. Step 1. Choose a break, amen, think, funky drummer, whatever you've got. Drag it onto an audio track. Then right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slice settings, pick Built-in, Slice to Drum Rack, and Slice by Transient. Hit Create. Now you've got a drum rack where each pad is a slice. Great. But by default, this usually uses simpler and simpler is fine, but we want deeper shaping. We're going to promote the important slices into sampler, so you can sculpt them like hardware. Go into the drum rack and find your core slices. Typically you'll want a kickish hit, a snare-ish hit, maybe a snare tail or ghost hit, and a hat or shuffle slice. For each important pad, click into the chain and replace simpler with sampler. Easiest way, drag sampler from instruments directly onto that chain. If you need to, just drag the sample from simpler into sampler. Why sampler? Because sampler gives you more detailed envelopes, filter behavior, modulation, and overall it's easier to build that designed break sound without it turning into mush. Now the main concept of this lesson. Two layers per important slice. One layer is transient. This is the clean crack, the snap, the crisp attack. The other layer is dust. This is the mid-range grime, the tapish body, the crunchy room, the character. Let's build it on the snare first because it's the easiest to hear. Go to your snare pad chain and duplicate it. Command or Control D. Now rename the two chains. Call one snare transient and the other snare dust. Important note, both chains are triggered by the same MIDI note, so you're layering them. That also means phase and timing matter. We'll address that in a second. Let's build the transient chain first. On snare transient, keep it clean and kind of boring on purpose. This layer's job is not to be cool, it's to be reliable. Put the devices in this order. Sampler, then EQ8, then drum bus, then a compressor or glue compressor. In sampler, go to the amp envelope. Set attack to basically zero. Decay around 120 to 200 milliseconds. Sustain very low or all the way down, so it doesn't ring forever. Release around 30 to 60 milliseconds. The idea is, fast hit, quick tail. Optionally, turn on the filter in sampler, and high pass at around 120 to 180 Hz. This keeps the snare snap from fighting your kick and sub later. Now EQ8. Add high pass around 120 Hz. If you want more crack, add a gentle, wide boost around 3 to 6 kHz, like 2 to 4 dB. If it gets harsh, dip a bit around 7 to 9 kHz. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Transients up. Maybe plus 10 to plus 30. Boom at zero because we're not trying to build low end here. Damp if it's too bright. Then compression. Ratio around 2:1. Attack between 10 and 30 ms so the transient still punches through. Release on auto or around 100 to 200 ms. You're just kissing it, like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Cool. That's your clean top layer. Now let's build the dust chain. On snare dust. The goal is texture and mid-range identity, but it should not outclick the transient layer. Device order here. Sampler, then optionally redux, then saturator or roar, then EQ8, then compressor. In sampler, soften the front edge. Attack between 2 and 8 ms. That tiny slowdown is huge, because it stops the dust layer from competing with the crack. Set decay longer, like 250 to 500 ms. Keep sustain low. Release around 80 to 150 ms so you get body and tail. Optional trick. Pitch the dust layer down 1 to 3 semitones for thickness. Be careful. If it starts sounding like cardboard or it muddies the groove, pull it back. If you want that classic digital grit, add redux. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Dry slash wet only 10 to 30%. Shuffle. Texture. Not destruction. Then saturator. Analog clip mode is perfect for brakes. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Dry slash wet around 40 to 70%. Then EQ8. High pass higher than the transient layer, like 150 to 250 Hz. This is important. Dust thrives in mids, not in the sub. If you want that boxy crunchy attitude, a small boost somewhere between 500 Hz and 1.5 kHz can work. If it starts arguing with the crack, dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz so the transient stays on top. Then compress it. Ratio around 4:1. Fast attack, like 1 to 5 ms. Because we're controlling and smoothing this layer. Release around 80 to 150 ms. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction so it stays tucked. Now blend the two layers. Go to the chain mixer inside the drum rack. Put snare transient at about 0 dB as your reference. Then pull snare dust down to somewhere between minus 6 and minus 12 dB. Now do the mute test. Mute and unmute the dust chain. When it's on, the snare should feel thicker, more real, more in a room, more old and sampled. But it should not feel louder in a more click way. Quick diagnostic. If you turn off the transient layer and the snare still clicks like crazy, your dust chain attack is too fast, or you've boosted too much in the presence range. Now, super important coach note, layering can cause phase cancellation. You might think, why did my snare get thinner when I layered it? That's phase. Here's a fast check. Solo both snare chains. Put utility on the dust chain. Try phase invert on left, then right. If one setting suddenly makes it feel fatter, you've confirmed there's cancellation happening. Don't leave it inverted as the solution unless it truly sounds best in the full mix. Instead, fix it with timing. You can do this two ways. Method 1. Use track delay as a pocket tool. In the mixer, show track delays and nudge the dust chain a few milliseconds later, like plus 1 to plus 10 ms. Or pull the transient a tiny bit early, like minus 1 to minus 5 ms. A really good starting point is transient chain at minus 3 ms, dust chain at plus 5 ms. That gives you snap first, then body blooms behind it. That's jungle in a sentence. Method 2. Adjust attack on the dust sampler. Even adding 1 to 3 ms can stop comb filtering and give the transient its own space. Now repeat the concept on other slices if you want, especially hats and ghost notes. For hats, transient layer is short and bright. Decay maybe 50 to 120 ms. Dust layer gets a bit of filtering, maybe a touch of saturator, and a tiny amount of redux. For ghost notes, you can actually let the dust layer be louder than the transient layer, because ghosts should feel like movement, not spikes. Now let's create bounce. This is where beginners often go wrong by quantizing everything and killing the vibe. Open the groove pool. Drag in a groove like MPC 16 swing around 57 to 59, or any shuffled 16th groove that feels rolling. Apply the groove to your MIDI clip. Start with timing around 40 to 70%, velocity around 10 to 25%, random around 5 to 15%. Teacher note, don't slam timing to 100% unless you're intentionally going for chaos. Jungle bounce is controlled. It leans and pulls, but it doesn't fall over. Next, do a little manual micro timing. In the MIDI clip, nudge some ghost notes slightly late. Just a few milliseconds. Keep the main snare stable, like that B2 and B4 anchor. But let the fills breathe. If you want a quick starting pattern concept for one bar at 170, put your main snare on beat 2. Add a snare tail or ghost right after 2. Put a kick on 1, and maybe a pickup before 3. Let hats ride with swing on 8THS or 16THS. Now, a very underrated trick. Velocity is your ghost note fader. Inside sampler, you can map velocity to volume in the modulation matrix, especially for ghost slices. That way, you're not automating volume constantly. Your MIDI performance becomes the mix. Low velocities become soft, dusty movement, and higher velocities become accents. Optional advanced move, but super powerful. Velocity-based layer switching. Instead of both snare layers playing all the time, go into the chain velocity zones. Set dust to trigger mostly on softer velocities, like 1 to 90. Set transient to trigger mostly on harder velocities, like 70 to 127, with some overlap. Result. Ghost notes become naturally dusty, and accents crack harder without you duplicating notes. Now glue the entire rack together so it feels like one break again. On the break rack track, after the drum rack, add EQ8, then glue compressor, then drum bus, and optionally a saturator. EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove junk. If it feels boxy, dip lightly around 250 to 400 Hz. Glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack 3 to 10 ms, release auto and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If your brake stops bouncing, you compress too hard. Back it off. Drum bus. Drive 5 to 10%, transience plus 5 to plus 15. Boom only if it doesn't mess with your sub plans later, so keep it subtle. Optional saturator, 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on. Now we do the old school step that locks it in. Print it. On print brake, set the input to resampling or directly from brake rack post FX. Arm the track and record 8 bars. Coach note, print with headroom. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dB. That gives you space to saturate and process later without accidental clipping. Once you've printed it, treat it like a real brake loop. You can tighten tails with a gate if needed. Shape with EQ. Add light saturation. And if you want that Generation 2 attitude, reslice the printed audio. Right-click the printed clip. Slice to new MIDI track again. Now you're chopping your own processed loop, which is exactly how a lot of classic brake science feels, resampled, edited, re-edited. Now let's turn it into an arrangement that actually feels like jungle. Try an 8-bar idea like this. Bars 1 to 2, main brake. Bars 3 to 4, add extra ghost hits and a tiny fill at the end of bar 4. Bars 5 to 6, drop hats for half a bar, then bring them back. That contrast is everything. Bars 7 to 8, do a classic fill, a little slice stutter, then either a hard stop or a reverse hit into the next section. If you want it more authentic without adding a bunch of extra instruments, add simple edit point moments on the printed audio. A quick 1/8 reverse into a snare. A tiny tape stop at the end of bar 8 or 16, or a hard mute for one beat before everything slams back in. Before we wrap, here are the common mistakes to avoid.